This week, we answer a question from Terence in Vietnam. He writes, which of the following forms is more correct in English usage? Yes, we can go out, but we need to be social distant from one another. Or, yes, we can go out, but we need to be social distanced from one another. Terence, Vietnam. Dear Terence, thank you for this timely question. The expression social distancing is new to everyday English. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, uses it to describe the practice of avoiding gatherings and keeping about 2 meters distant from other people. One sign of this social distancing is the markings on floors of some shops. They show where we should stand in relation to others. The World Health Organization, or WHO, is using a new term, however. We're changing to say physical distance, and that's on purpose, because we want people to still remain connected, said Maria van Kerkhoff, an infectious diseases expert at the WHO. Technology right now has advanced so greatly that we can keep connected in many ways, without being in the same room, she noted. Terence, in your sentences, you use social distance, but the term under discussion employs a different noun, distancing, to talk about the method of avoiding disease. I would change your first sentence this way. Yes, we can go out, but we need to practice social distancing. That is using the expression as a noun. The verb is practice. In March, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary expanded its definitions for many of the words we use to talk about the spread of COVID-19. The dictionary now includes a medical definition for the verb socially distance. To distance physically from other people or avoid any unnecessary contact with others during the outbreak of a contagious disease. For your second sentence, you can use this verb form. Yes, we can go out, but we need to socially distance ourselves from each other. You could also say, we need to physically distance ourselves from one another, but I would love to meet you in a video call tonight. Another new expression we have is flatten the curve. That basically means to slow the spread so that medical systems do not get overwhelmed. And you may have heard the term frontline workers. Those are the people employed in healthcare, delivery services, emergency services, food production, and food stores. They are the people who cannot work from the safety of their homes. And we are very thankful for them. So, if your friend asks you, why are we social distancing? You can answer, to flatten the curve and protect frontline workers. And now, I will ask you to do something. Please send your questions about English to us by email, learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Jill Robbins.